you love it, your kid's moving on, but you'd love to have Landry back for one more year. But all things considering, you're happy for her.
Yeah, I'm super excited for Landry. And she also just came in like ready for success, one on the court and two in the classroom. She came in with lots of credits and she came in and did a really great job. So she had those opportunities to move on. And for me, educational wise, like if they're ready to go, you send them, don't hold them back. Mm-hmm. And that just gives her more opportunities in her education and volleyball. So really excited for her.
A player that could set for you. She could hit, block. She could do a little bit of everything, couldn't she?
Yeah. When we recruited her, we only wanted her to set. And then it just turned out that we kind of need to change up our offense a little bit. And she took it with, you know, everything she had, and she listened to the coaching and did what we needed her to do and did a great job.
So what gut feeling before we talk to her is, if you were a coach at Briarcliff, what would you have her do?
I would just have her set. Yeah, she's great at that, and she has the mindset to be a good setter. Like, I think all of her family, you know, I don't know if they wants me comparing her to her sisters, but they all have just a really good mindset and they know the game, and I think she'd be a great 5-1 setter.
I know you and I had talked recently about the rest of your team are still finding some other spots for the other players, right?
Yes. Yep. So as of right now, we just have Paulina. She's still kind of debating right now if she's going to go home and play over there or if she still wants to stay over here and play. But besides that, everybody's good to go.
Spring ball's going right now, workouts, stuff like that, and you've got some matches. Just remind folks coming up, right?
Yes, so we played at North Platte here this last Wednesday, and then we go to UNK in April. Still debating on a date, maybe for ours, because we've kind of had to switch some things around. Men's Golf League is on the wrong night here in McCook, so if anybody's listening to that. But yeah, so girls are doing great. You know, the cool thing about this spring season is that everybody that we have playing in our spring matches are all returning. Mm-hmm. So these are all people that are going to lead the team, and they're doing really great. They look good. Even Tracer says they look better than what we've had the last 2 years.
How about the spring game at North Platte? How'd that go?
It went well. It took us a little bit to warm up, but after that, we played really well, did some really good things. There's some small skills that we need to improve on to become better, but we have all the time to do that.
School year's almost over. I mean, April and May, you're done.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy to think, you know, Easter's next weekend, mm-hmm. and then after that, it just kind of rolls through. So basically, when it comes down to volleyball, we have about 5 weeks left, and that's it. So we got to, you know, we know what we need to work on, and now we got to do it and make sure that we're making everything count in the weight room and in the gym.
Put a plug in for your summer stuff, your camps for the littles, for the big kids as well.
Yeah, so we put all that stuff out. We're trying to get flyers and everything out to all the area schools, but those are out. We have Western Texas coming back or WT West Texas A&M coming back with Coach Terry Gamble, and then Evie Hopkinson coming in to do camps. Excited about that. And then again, we're coming back with our open gym camps. That was a pretty big thing for us last year, and we enjoyed it as well. So everything's out. You can find that all on the Facebook page or on our website.
How about the boosters? Are you having an all-star game this summer?
Yes, we are. I believe that is the last Sunday in June.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just starting to get the information out right now. You can have three teams like you did last year?
Yes, I believe so. Okay. Yep. So excited about that. I really haven't had any part in that, but I know mm-hmm. when the date is.
Yeah.